The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 24th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Get your phones next to you because we are giving away some stupendous tickets today, not just for baseball games, but for Taste of Reading. And Christina's here. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Christina, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes, it is Memorial Day weekend.
She's so fun to work with.
Yeah, she's a great,
She's
a wonderful co-worker.
She's going to be here this morning, and then she's going to be here for a while tonight when the first baseball game is going to make sure David's got it under control. I'll be down there early to make sure we've got everything hooked up. And then our very first Colt 45 game is tonight, and we're broadcasting a whole weekend. So, Christina, is there a national day there?
Yes, it is. It looks like today is National Road Trip Day and National Brothers Day.
National Road Trip Day and National Brothers Day.
Well, we can take
gosh,
brother.
I love the road trip. Oh, and you know what?
Dream.
And Buford's a road dog.
Yeah,
he jumps back in there and he's
he
ready. He's got his own little, he's got his sunglasses and his little sippy cup that he uses out there. And he kind of, you know, and because he puts his head out. Yeah. No, he doesn't do that. Okay.
All right, 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Can't wait to talk to Katrina here about Pet of the Week. But first, let's look at this weekend. 81 today, mostly sunny, mostly clear skies tonight with our overnight lows of 54. Tomorrow calls for, you know, if you're looking for a great Memorial weekend where you can go out in the yard, be with some people, we're going to be talking hopefully here in this hour. We've got great tickets to give away for a June event. But what's happening off a Memorial Day weekend, and what is Memorial Day about? So we're going to talk about that. Saturday, 77 with overnight lows of 56. What a great night to be outside and barbecue, be with friends. 86 on Sunday, overnight lows, beautiful clear skies of 60. Memorial Day, now we jump up to 90. We're in the 90s, folks, and mostly clear Monday night with our overnight lows of 61. That's the weekend forecast here on KCNR, and the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane, where it is, I don't know, what are they always doing? They try to find the hard-to-find places serving you with great discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And now we're going to segue into Katrina, who has brought in like a white lab mix from Haven Humane's Pet of the Week. And, oh, boy, we've been in a fabulous good trouble with the pet that we adopted when you brought in Buford. I think we're going on almost 2 months now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about this little guy.
This little guy is Rocky. Right now he has his head in my lap. we have him as a lab mix, and he looks pretty labby, like he's really kind of white and yellow.
Yellow labby.
Definitely a little bit shorter than I would say a typical lab is, so kind of interesting. He's about a year old, so he's definitely very young, and as you saw, he came in like a whirlwind this morning. He was very excited to meet everybody. I would say meeting people is kind of his favorite thing.
Okay, now he is laying flat, like, you know, the old frog. You know how they get down with their legs straight behind him? He's in the frog pose underneath the table.
Oh, he is so funny. He has that, like, labby goofiness to him, which I really like. And, yeah, he's such a friendly guy. He actually took a little field trip to the Sundial Bridge the other day, and he loves just approaching people, getting pets. He's definitely not an intimidating dog. He's going to come up to every person he sees and want to be their best friend and get a bunch of pets and get love.
Yeah, I'm getting licked under the, I'm getting my hands licked under the table.
He's going to go. So you there's know, a this, lot of people
this
that
dog,
love labs.
This dog's going to go quick. And so I would say, Rocky, if you're kind of interested in this, you may want to go down there today.
Definitely.
Because he's, you know what? I was just thinking, you know, Buford needs a playmate. So, but Okay, not. All right. Buford, we have found, is shedding, no matter how much
we vacuum.
So
it's so good.
You know, so here's a dog you get for a very reasonable price, because it was, I could think it was free, in fact. You know, then you pay for the license and that, so it's not a big thing. But since then, Buford has went down to the vet to get, you know, that big checkup. So, but then this week we bought a Roomba, and that's $400.
But we got the one that goes back to the brain and empties itself.
It empties itself.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yep, it'll empty itself, recharge itself, and it's going to go all around the house.
And that's the in-between
right
model.
Right now, Linda, but I do it too. We're vacuuming more than we ever have. And with Buford. But it's been worth it. And I'm telling you what, Rocky is the same kind of dog. He is a friendly kind. He's not going to be aggressive. He's going to go out to the, you know, I heard something under the table. It was just him scratching. He's going to play with other dogs, and he's just going to be a great family dog. You can just tell that
he really is.
Love.
No, he's fantastic, and it's cool because he is, you know, he is young, but he does settle down pretty quickly. He doesn't stay super rambunctious, I would say, for the most part. He's just been, like, laying under the table, kind of hanging out. So I think that's also a good thing, too, is he's not the most high-energy dog ever. So I think he would be a good fit in almost any family, honestly.
Oh,
I'm getting a picture.
Oh, look at those paws. Look at those darling. Oh,
he's so good. He wanted to say hi.
Oh, hi.
Okay.
How old do you think he is?
I think he's about a year.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
He's got that labby face, and he's not the big head lab either.
No.
He's got that. It's kind of a yellow lab look. So,
he's a handsome
Lori
guy.
And Rick, if you're looking for another lab, here you go. And he's a year old. He's not pure, probably, but he's close.
Well, that's all right. But furniture will move in the studio if we don't even know why, because it was spirits.
Spirits are in here. Spirits are in here. Move furniture.
It's the Memorial Day. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But thank you so much, Katrina. Haven Humane, Pet of the Week.
Yeah.
You can go online and see the post and see what he looks like.
And also, you just had your golf tournament.
We did have our golf tournament.
Big success.
It was great. It was a wonderful time.
And what's next?
Next is on June 1st. We're doing a really special adoption event through Cal Animals, where we're doing a free adoption day.
Wow.
So that's actually going to be really cool. So if you're really thinking about adopting, definitely give us a call, 530-241-1653. We always accommodate walk-ins, but definitely for that adoption event, we would prefer if you have an appointment.
Okay, now let me tell you that...
Harold mesmerized.
Rocky,
we might have been, since we're like our door's been open to dog heart, we may adopt this one.
I tell you
what,
if Rocky had come in before Buford, Rocky might have been the one. I tell you what.
He's a cool guy.
And here's something else. Just think about it. He's got spots on his nose. So when I see that, I think a cattle dog, too.
Yeah.
You know, that might be why he's a little bit smaller. But he is all, I mean, you look at him, you're saying he's all lab.
Yeah.
Even though he's smaller.
Got the longer body and the big paws.
And the big paws.
And the personality.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so June 1st. That's very cool. That's right around the corner.
And where's that going to be?
So it's June 1st on a Saturday, and it's a free adoption day.
Okay, and that'll be down at Haven Humane.
Yes.
Rocky, you're not going to see it, buddy. Somebody's going to take you this week. So, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
And
thanks to Haven Humane for everything you all do. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at our friends. Which friends are bringing us this? This is Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, they've been in the business 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Yeah, that's right. And they got four branches, one down Redbluff, two in here right in Redding, one at 1845 California Street, right down the street from us, 192 Hartnell Avenue over in the Cornerstone Shopping Center. That's the main branch, and the newest branch down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Happiness, princesses and fantasy lovers step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair, Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment, and be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at AuthorityPM.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Good morning on this Friday. How are you? Christine's at the helm. Carl and Linda bought 719 in the morning. A beautiful day today with our temperatures around 81, overnight lows of 54. You know, we heard that commercial with Chuck Kinney, and we said, you know, Chuck, come in and change that commercial. And he talked about the administration. Well, you know, we still are under kind of the same administration. So, you know, it still can be timely. And, of course, Shasta Gas Propane is just a steadfast company that's been there for years. Now, Christina's at the helm. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to give away two tickets. On June 9th, one of the best events of the year in Reading is called Taste of Reading. It goes on at the Sculpture Garden down by, City Hall. And that goes from 12 to 4. We go when we can. Great bands. you get a tag around your, you know, wristband, and you have this a tray, and you a little all these wonderful restaurants that come out and give tastings, and there's wine and wine tastings and beer tastings, and it's just a wonderful. It's called Taste of Reading. These are $50 tickets, folks. Feeling generous on this Friday? Give us a call at 530-605-4567. We've got two tickets, so a couple can get in. Of course, this, you can't. You have to be over 21 to go. But this is food, beer, and wine sampling. This is what's going to get you in. So give us a call. And Christine, do take their name so we can announce them live over the air.
Okay. And we're going to be giving away also tickets to Colt 45 games. And these
tonight's
tickets,
opening night.
Tonight's opening night. And so later on in the show, we'll give away some tickets for that. But these tickets are good for any game during the year. There's going to be like 40 games. So they start tonight, and they go all the way through the end of July. So you're going to have a chance. And the phones are coming off the hooks, as you can imagine, for
well,
the Taste of
$100 worth of tickets right there. I mean,
because everything, once you get in there, everything you eat,
it's
drink,
amazing.
It's all under,
bands
yeah, it's all paid
great.
For. Yeah.
And we played, one time we went and we ate and we drank and then we played cornhole.
Well, that was,
and it was fun.
It was the official length of cornhole.
That was not good.
Which made it very difficult for us because we're like halfway. Cornel. So, anyway. Okay.
What's in your craw, Carl?
There's nothing in my craw, really. Now, there is something that's going on, just so that you know, in case you, it's over in the county courthouse in the, let me find the exact spot here. It's, there's a memorial that's been set up by our Veteran Service Office. And it's in the lobby of the Shasta County Administrative Office at 1450 Court Street. Okay. It's a memorial to those soldiers who have died in wars from Shasta County dating back over 100 years to World War I and even the most recent to the most recent conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it consists of the Soldier's Cross, which is a rifle with the barrel and on a bayonet, you know, buried in the dirt, mm-hmm. and a helmet on top of it, Soldier's Cross. And then the dog tags. There's 147 dog tags here of military service members from Shasta County who were killed in action. The two displays take up an area of about 6 feet by 5 feet, which isn't very large.
Not at all.
But when you think about it, these are the people from Shasta County, the men and women from Shasta County, gave their lives in defense of our country. And that's there. I have not seen that yet. And I'm going to go down and look at it and take a picture, get it on Facebook. But, you know, here's the thing is, it's next to the Board of Supervisors chambers, right? And if you think about it, of all the things being said in the borders, you know, I mean, it gets raucous in there, as we know, yeah. as we know.
Yep.
But it is democracy. It is the freedom of speech at work. And it's there because of the sacrifices made by our military. And these 147 that made the utmost sacrifice that were killed in action from war, you know, dating back, like I said, over 100 years. World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, all these different places that we've been fighting in for all these, you know, since our country was conceived in war. And, you know, with the Revolutionary War, 31 presidents have served in the military out of 45. So, of course, you know, especially in the earlier years. And then Ulysses S. Grant was the first president to have gone to West Point, was a career Army officer, though he was a failure in his civilian job. He was, he had a store and he lost his store and all this. And he came back in to the Army when the war started, Civil War started, and then became the general of the Army, the commanding general of all armies there. And he led from the front, and finally trapped General Lee in Virginia, and they thoroughly, you know, it was one of those things where the North, when they started, were out-generaled, outridden, outfought, but they became, they had the factories, and their leaders learned and took the war to the Southerners and beat them completely. Changed. And Abraham Lincoln, with the Emancipation Proclamation and all this, it changed our country. And then from him, and then you had Teddy Roosevelt, who resigned from his job as Secretary of the Navy, became the executive officer of the 1st Volunteer Cavalry, which became known as the Rough Riders. And then he led that charge up Kettle Hill and then to San Juan Hill. Became president, youngest president of the United States when he was, you know, came in as vice president and Chester Arthur was killed, assassinated. And then Teddy Roosevelt became the president for 3 years and then won re-election. And then I guess the next most famous one, of course, would be Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was commander of all the armies during World War II, D-Day and all this, and became president for 8 years. After that, you had John F. Kennedy, who was a naval officer during the World War II, and of course the PT-109 incident. And on his desk, he had this piece of a coconut shell that he had written in it that they needed help, and they'd sent some of the natives that were there that helped them took it to a Navy base so that they could be found. Richard M. Nixon, Milhouse served in the Navy; was a Navy commander. And then from there, let me see, Jimmy Carter, of course, was the, I think Lyndon Baines Johnson was also in, he also was in the service too. I think it was the Navy. Then Jimmy Carter was in the Navy. Ronald Reagan was in the Army during World War II. Both Bushes. Ford was too, but I'm not.
You don't
exactly
recall, okay.
Sure what he did. But both Bushes, Bush Sr. was a torpedo bomber pilot during the Battle of Midway. His whole squadron was shot down, including him, and he was one of the few that lived. And then George Bush was in the Air Force, the Texas Air Force National Guard. And then, see, after that, Bill Clinton, who I believe, you know, he somehow evaded the draft. Trump evaded the draft. Obama never served. Biden never served. And that leads us to now. Mm-hmm. So, but 31 out of the 45 have served. Most of them, of course, you can imagine in the 1800s and early 1900s and from World War II. Okay.
All right.
There
so
you
what
go.
Happens, Memorial Day is a federal holiday, actually became a federal holiday in 71. It's a federal holiday in the United States for honoring and mourning the U.S. military personnel who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces.
And the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, of course, is Veterans Day, you honor veterans. Flag Day or Armed Forces Day, you honor all people in the armed forces. But Memorial Day is for those who gave their life. They never left uniform.
So we think of Memorial Days, oh, it's Memorial Day weekend, it's a day to celebrate. But one of the things you probably don't say, right, is Happy Memorial Day.
No, you don't say that.
Yeah. So that I think everybody should hear that. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. But Memorial Day is in memory, as if we're living, but we're also remembering, like a funeral.
It'd be like you don't go up and, you know, at your friend's place, oh, hey, happy a funeral day. No. But it is to be honored. And people use it's a three-day weekend. Come on. And, you understand it. But here's something you can do. You can go up to IGO at 10 o'clock on Monday morning, where they're having the ceremony, Memorial Day ceremony. You can go up there and spend an hour of your time up there and kind of, pay tribute to those who have died. It's like I said, it's about an hour-long service. They'll have a speaker there. They'll have, a band and, presenting of the wreaths. But that's a good time if you've got kids or you've got, that our grandkids to take them up there and kind of explain to them what Memorial Day is about. You know, when it gets down to only about like 1% of our population of this great country ever serves in the military. About 1%. So, yeah, I am, but getting back to the memorial over there next to the Board of Supervisors chamber, it's there. Democracy is there, paid for by the sacrifice of so many Americans throughout the centuries here. And it's, like I said, I have not seen it yet, but I'm going to go over there. Okay. Time for a break.
When we get back, let's talk about, according to military.com, the 10 Memorial Day military movies, top 10 that you should, that if you're looking into watching some of your favorite movies, this would be a list.
The one I always watch. I found it and saved it. It's called Bataan.
Oh.
It was made in 1943 during the war. And we, you know, things were still tight in this. And it's the story of a squad of, it's a kind of a amalgamated squad from different groups. But in this squad are Hispanic, Black, and of course Caucasian. That make up the squad. And their job is to hold this bridge, trying to get, by time and Bataan, to let, you know, as the Japanese were coming, you know, pushing through in their juggernaut, that to buy time in this. And Robert Taylor, Lloyd Nolan, a number of actors were in it. And it's this battle, but it represents, you know, America fighting to try and hold the line until they could come back. So I always watch that. And like I said, it was made. It is, my friends, unabashedly pro-American, pro, you know, it's, hey, we're, eight of us are holding off thousands of Japanese. And there are, you know, it's, and you have to remember it was made in 1943, so, you know, the things being said and all that, and depictions were pretty black and white on this. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th Annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Oh, Donna Summer, you know what?
What?
You know, it's like classic. We're going to talk to Christine in a minute. I know the phone is ringing, but who won the tickets? Because that's really, I think, call up in the air and just get $50 tickets for a Taste of Reading, which is a fabulous event. So this portion of the show, I want to thank you because Four Winds Jewelry, you know, I love, you know, rodeo time or when rodeo time happens, I really like my my turquoise. And we have some that have been from your mother, from the 40s, you know, and some pawn, they call it old pawn. And I don't know anymore if that's a term that we can use, but what does that mean when we're talking about old pawn?
Old pawn was where the...
like O-L-D.
Yeah, old pawn was because a lot of the native artisans would, at some time, you know, when they needed money, they would take in this jewelry to pawn shops. And get the money for it, and then not come back.
It became a term.
And it's called old pawn. That's the way I understand
right.
it.
Right. So
if somebody else has a better, newer, and definition, please give us a call or put it on our, you know, put it
on. Right. I'm not really sure. Yeah. You know, you don't want to do anything that's offensive.
No, but it's been called old pawn as long as I can remember.
So I kind of grew up, you know, appreciating the stones of, you know, and the silver and the turquoise, meaning that, you know, I had family in Colorado and the Four Corners, and although my mother didn't wear it, I've had pieces, and then of course your mother loved it, so I inherited some of her pieces, and so I love to add to a collection. I don't have a vast collection, but I do have some pieces that are really fun, and so for my birthday, Carl went into Four Winds, and this piece just arrived, according, because you had lunch yesterday. By the way, didn't you have a wonderful lunch at C.R. Gibbs?
With Leonard. Leonard Silverman, who was the founder of
Four Winds Jewelry. And so he's talking about...
And sold it to Rebecca and Henry.
Right.
But he still works there at times.
Right, right. So anyway, for my birthday, you got me a bracelet that is a vintage piece. And I'm wearing it today. So thank you for that. And I really, really enjoy Four Winds Jewelry and some of the stuff. And they get, like I said, you know, you like estate pieces... you can go in there and every day there's something new that people have brought in. Maybe they've inherited something and they don't want it anymore and they just have taken it in there. And that's the beauty of, you know, moving, passing stuff along. The phone keeps ringing, Christina. What's going on?
Oh, she's on the phone right now.
Okay. Hey. Okay, we talked about Memorial Day weekend. Let's talk about these movies.
These movies. We're going to be here Monday, by the way. We're going to be here Memorial Day.
All right, so. And then we're going to go out to Igo afterwards?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, according to military.com, the 10 top movies, of course, Saving Private Ryan's number one.
I just watched that the other day.
And I'm not sure if this is in order, but these are the top 10. Okay.
Okay.
Then number two is Black Hawk Down.
Yes, was there.
Made
now, okay, let me clear that up. I'm sorry. We were the Marines that were there when we closed down what was happening. And when we left, they left Delta Rangers and UN forces there to try and keep the peace. So this happened right after we left Black Hawk.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Another one. True story based on a Medal of Honor recipient who was a conscientious objector.
The Outpost.
Yeah. Afghanistan, based on a true story. I think Jake Tapper wrote it, and I think there were two Medal of Honor recipients from that, too, from that battle.
Director of West Point graduate Rod Lurie made a powerful film about the 2009 attacks on PRT Kamdesh during the Afghanistan war. Unfortunately, it was scheduled to be released in theaters during the summer of 2020, and The Outpost didn't get the recognition it deserved at the time.
It's really a fine movie. I think you can find it either on Netflix or Prime. But if you haven't seen that,
I'll watch that with you.
Okay, it's a small group of soldiers in an outpost that should never been put there. Let's just put it that way. They were surrounded. They put it in kind of like the valley surrounded by mountains. They were constantly having, you know, it was constantly being attacked, small attacks. And then the Taliban came in hard.
Two Medal of Honor winners from
recipients.
Yeah. Excuse me. I hate to say it. Sorry. Thank you for the correction. Lone Survivor.
Met Marcus Luttrell. He came here to speak. It's a story of a SEAL team that was, again, in Afghanistan, that was surrounded, and the battle that happened, and I think probably not to be a spoiler, but the only Marcus Luttrell made it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called Lone Survivor.
Number six, 13 Hours.
Okay. 13 Hours is, of course, in Benghazi, in Libya, when the ambassador was killed, and the 13 hours was the CIA mission that was there, and the team, the security team there that went after the ambassador, came in, rescued the people there, and then fought off the Taliban there in Libya. 13 hours, and of course the big thing about that was they were asked for reinforcements, and nothing ever happened. And then nothing ever happened to the people above them after that. But they were able to save the CIA station. They saved the people at the embassy, except the ambassador. One of them was killed. Yeah, it's a good movie.
1917.
1917, World War One, and the story is about two young men that were told to send a message to a battalion or a regiment that was getting ready to attack, and the Germans were ready for them. And it would have been a massacre, and the story of these two men trying to get across to this regiment.
It said that 19 taught a new generation to care about World War One. Sam Mendes' Oscar-winning World War One movie delivers an up-close and personal view of the war as the crew creates an illusion of one continuous shot as two young British soldiers are sent to deliver a message that could save the lives of a unit on the front line.
Yeah, once it starts, it doesn't stop.
Okay. Number eight, which is a wonderful movie, Dunkirk.
Another good movie, of course, is the Germans had defeated the British. They had already wiped out the French. And they pushed them into the ocean there at Dunkirk. And the story is how the people of Great Britain mobilized not just Navy shipping, but but yachts and fishing boats and all this who came across the channel to rescue the British Army. The weird thing about it is the Germans let them because Hitler was kind of an Anglophile. And he thought, well, Anglophile. And he kind of felt like, well, if you let him do this, then we can make peace. Well, no, you just really pissed him off then.
All right. Number nine, I've not heard of this one. Last flag flying.
You know why?
All right. So Vietnam veteran Doc Shepherd, Steve Carroll, reunites two of his battle buddies and then asks them to join him on a journey to give Doc's son a proper funeral after he was killed in the Iraq War. The three veterans reconnect and revisit old differences during the road trip before the movie ends with an incredibly moving funeral. Wow.
Okay.
All right. It's called Last Flag Flying, released in 2017.
Okay.
Number 10, Glory.
Glory. Yes. Incredible true story. Well, okay, it's based on a true story of this regiment that was made up of all black African-American soldiers. Of course, back then they had their senior staff NCOs and their officers were white. And the story of their heroism, their ability to fight, and which also led to more and more African-Americans coming into the Union Army. And many people will say that, you know, they were part of the reason that the Union won. It was Denzel Washington in it, won Academy Award for that. But I'm not positive.
Okay. Did we look that up?
No. We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Yeah, I guess I do spend time watching these, but these movies have been out a long time. So, I mean, over the years, of course. I did tell my dad. Dad landed at D-Day, and when I saw Private Ryan, I said, Dad, it's really a good movie, but I don't know if you want to watch it because the landing is pretty fierce. And I said, I don't know if you want to watch that. Because he never talked to me about PTSD or anything. And the only thing he said to me was, he says, son, I see it all the time. I see that movie all the time in my memories. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing he ever said. And it was like, whoa. So Dad did, I guess, suffer from PTSD. But I never, but you never knew about it. And, I mean, he'd been blown up someplace in France. He went to OCS in Paris. I've got his graduation paperwork from when he graduated from OCS. Yeah, and then he was with Patton's Army all the way through Europe. Dad. His birthday was back in February. So. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And this is a veteran-owned business and a locally-owned business, and it's Jeff Wurst. And he truly is a master of what he does with windshields from the old school. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take a chance with your safety. Just why don't you just bring your vehicle down, car, truck, or RV? How about that? The big RVs with the big windshields? Take it down. Bring it down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Girlfriend's playing some music. Now, I get to see Rod Stewart. Guess this. Okay. In Nashville. And he had, it was a good show, but you could tell he had just broken up with, I think, Penny. I think that was his third or fourth wife, and he had a bunch of kids with her, but they had just broken up. And
did he cry?
He was just, he was good. It was Rod Stewart, but anyway, so we kicked soccer balls out into the audience, and the girl I brought with me, we were doing music together in Nashville, and I just said, hey, I got these tickets, wanted to come with me. She was not a fan. She didn't know what to expect. She was a rock and roller, and a rock and roller. Well, Rod Stewart, hello, but not that kind. So
not
anyway,
a soft rock.
Guess who kicked the soccer ball to?
She got hit in the face or something?
No, she caught a soccer ball, and I thought, well, don't you want to give it to me? I'm the one that brought you. No. But so she had of course they were all signed when he would kick them out in the audience. Yeah.
Also,
my little story.
I would like to say that he'll have a big concert this summer in Sacramento and in all of California. So he's making like a last tour because he's kind of getting old. So
yeah, kind of getting old.
Well,
there's
they
have solved.
I'm not sure, like, if I'm allowed to say this.
Yes, you are.
You know what? They have solved the mystery of death. You realize that they've solved the mystery of death, and the way they've solved it is they just follow around these rock stars like Rod Stewart and a sport, and especially who? Keith Richards. Richards, he's got to be 100 and something years old.
I was watching a...
No, don't tell me he's 80.
No, I watched...
I've seen pictures of him in the Civil War.
Yeah, well, I'm watching like, I don't know, a reel or some kind of thing on Mick Jagger and what he does to get ready for a concert. Because I can only tell you what it's like to do a two-hour thing. I mean, to think about they're on tour and that they have got, I mean, to have the kind of energy to deliver, to dance from side to side, to have this energy. It's diet, it's exercise, it's not what you did when you were 20. It's diet, exercise, discipline, vocal teachers, rehearsal studios, getting your body in shape. And, you know, I think it's really great. And I like the fact that somebody who's 80 years old is still rocking it.
Well, no, I mean, if
I like it.
And they fill up the stadiums. It's, you know,
why not?
It's not like they end up at, you know, at some small casino in, you know, in Crouch, Idaho, right? Which, by the way, used to be the safest place in the world because it's like 40 people there. And who would waste a nuke out there? But now with AI intel, you know, no, that's what Crouch, Idaho, safest place in the world.
I thought you were teasing, and I just made up. I thought you just made something up because
no,
that's what
no.
you do.
Well, only it was 2 years before Linda knew my real name. What?
Somebody came in.
No. He's here. We're having the pipes and drums at
8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful! I was wondering, like, what's that black? What is that?
It's a cup, honey.
No, pass that. Is that part of the?
I don't know.
Is that part of the bagpipes?
I'm not sure, but we'll find out.
Oh, I love, I tell you, okay, let me tell you quickly my little bagpipe story. When I was living in Hong Kong, I performed in Hong Kong. I performed at a couple things for the Naval British Officers Club. And when I did so, I was brought in by the bagpipes. I wish there was videos. This is in the 80s. Brought in by the bagpipes. Escorted by the bagpipes. You know, it's such a big deal. I just absolutely felt so honored to be in this procession, in honoring that performance.
Well, I mean, the pipes are blowing. But we're going to talk to him at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
In Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, as you know, has been a bastion of lawlessness and illegal activity and riots and all that. People in Portland soundly voted out the progressive district attorney they had there and voted in Nathan Vasquez, a longtime prosecutor running on a tough-on-crime campaign, received endorsements from police groups, crime victims, and business owners. People there said, we're just tired of this. We can't. He can begin serving. Vasquez will begin serving victims rather than criminals. Street photographer and homeschooling mom, Tara Fall, told the news agency. Schmidt's M.O. seemed to be just letting those people back out and letting them reoffend, and it became pretty hopeless. Now, Schmidt, who was getting and got a lot of money from billionaire George Soros, took office during the height of Portland's 2020 protest. And then he soon announced a policy of declining to prosecute the most common riot-related charges and then went far beyond protesters. They said they arrested alleged drug dealers, thieves, and repeat offenders, only to have them appear back on the streets within hours. That's unfortunately the reality where we work, and that's not up to us. The officer said. They filed charges in just 47% of all cases it received in 2020, and by 2022 it was up to 60%. But during the same time frame, police began sending fewer cases to Schmidt, according to data, because it said it wouldn't make any difference. Anyway, so Soros's handpicked guy, not in. Law and order guy, in Portland. Now we'll see what kind of difference that makes. You know, they've had that. And what about Seattle? Look at what LA, look at what San Francisco did. They got rid of that DA, a Soros-backed DA, and put more of a law and order type in. Well, law and order for San Francisco is different than, say, law and order for Reading. All right, we're going to take a break from the news. We come back with Bob Skinner here from the Pipes and Drums, the Jefferson Pipe Band, and he's going to be talking about a big event they have coming up. So we'll get to that right after the news. We're going to give away some more tickets to the Colt 45 games, and have an open line after Bob. So about 8:30 will be open line. We'll be right back.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel insisting it will do whatever it takes to safeguard its citizens. This after the UN's top court ordered the Jewish state to halt military operations in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. It is a non-binding order which Israel is expected to ignore and which the International Court of Justice cannot enforce. House Speaker Johnson says it's time for Senate Majority Leader Schumer to join his invitation to Israel's Prime Minister to address a joint session of Congress.
Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish official in U.S. history, ruffled feathers back in March when he called for new elections in Israel to replace Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of the war in Gaza. At the time, he accused Netanyahu of losing his way. Now Speaker Johnson says he told Schumer this week he needed to, quote, sign the joint letter, and if not, we're going to proceed and invite Netanyahu just to the House, and I'll send individual invitations to senators. Bob Agner reporting.
If you think the heart of deep blue New York City isn't MAGA country, you might want to reconsider. Cries of We Love Trump and USA filling the air at yesterday's massive Trump rally in the South Bronx.
Who said we're not going to win New York? We're going to win New York something.
An estimated 25,000 people turned out. The gathering rankled some Democrats. They insist Mr. Trump has no place in New York City. But many at the rally, including some who claim to have traditionally voted Democrat, say otherwise. A small gathering of anti-Trump protesters did show up. Shots rang out last evening, a high school graduation ceremony in Oakland, California, and two people were wounded. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher so far. The Dow is up 54 points. The Nasdaq ahead, 153 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Oh, honey, it's our favorite leak filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leak filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leak filter's policies. Everyone who calls leak filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leak filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leafilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leafilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per hour.
Spain's national police say four people died when a building housing a bar and a restaurant collapsed on the island of Mallorca.
The floor of the establishment collapsed at around 8:30 p.m. local time, causing people to fall into the basement below, where there were also customers and staff. One man was pulled from the rubble with a broken arm, and the rescue services are working on the assumption that more people are trapped. Rescuers asked onlookers to remain silent in order to allow them to hear the voices of survivors. More than 20 ambulances took those who were injured to nearby hospitals.
The BBC's Guy Hedgeco. South Korea's military says North Korea appears to be preparing to launch its second military spy satellite into space. The military says it has detected signs that North Korea is engaging in activities that could result in a launch, and that the launch could come sometime soon. News and analysis at townhall.com. Families of four of the five Marines killed when their Osprey aircraft crashed have filed a federal lawsuit against the aircraft manufacturers.
The Marines were killed when their MV-22 Osprey experienced a catastrophic mechanical failure known as hard clutch engagement, a known problem that has happened more than a dozen times since 2010. The lawsuit names Bell Textron, the Boeing company, and Rolls-Royce, saying that the Osprey's design is flawed and does not meet U.S. safety standards. The Osprey can take off or land like a helicopter, helicopter, but fly like an airplane. The military services have called it a game changer, but it has not been without significant cost. Since 2000, more than 50 service members have been killed in accidents involving the Osprey. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Residents of Greenfield, Iowa, working to clean up days after a destructive tornado ripped apart more than 100 homes. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 24th of May, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
And on the phone with us this morning is our first Vice President of Investments from Stifel Management and Stephen Nichols. Excuse me. And that's Stifel Investments and that's Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the green after yesterday's big sell-off. The Dow is up 102 points at 39,169. The S&P 500 up 36 points at 5,304. The Nasdaq Composite trading up 117 points at 16,854. The four most actively traded stocks this morning, Tesla up $4.53 at 178.24, AMG positive 4.72, that's $4.72 at 165.16 per share, Alibaba down 85 cents, trading at 79.91, and NVIDIA up $10.58 at 1,048.83. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.481%. For commodities, gold is down $47 an ounce at $2,336, silver at price at $30 an ounce, and crude oil is trading at $77 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
You know, that just doesn't even begin to describe you,
Susan.
I just want to say that. That's just okay, you do that. But Susan Eastman is a heck of a woman and a friend and such a bright person.
And
I mean,
giving you wonderful advice on investments and support. I saw you at Chicks and Chaps. You sat at my table. It was great to see you. I'm sorry about your summer cold.
I know, but it's on the tail end.
How's that electric bike? How's that electric bike going?
It's sitting in the garage, but it is wanting out, so maybe by Sunday. It works perfectly up the hill, I tell you what. Awesome.
I tell you.
Anyway, everyone have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for your support, and have a great day.
Bye. All right. That's Susan Eastman. Stifel is spelled S-T-I-F-E-L, but it sounds like Stifel. Susan Eastman, give her a call at 530-244-7199 for, I don't know, what you do with your investments, your 401k, moving stuff around, can't figure out maybe, you know, want to do something different. She's the person to sit down with. Just a lovely individual. Okay, let's go to the weather. Mostly sunny today with a high near 81. We've got a beautiful weekend ahead of us this Memorial Day weekend. Calm winds with about 5 to 8. My God, isn't that better after this wind that we've experienced. 54 tonight, overnight low with these beautiful clear skies. Saturday, 77. Who doesn't want to be outside in this kind of weather? Overnight lows tomorrow night of 56. Sunday calls for 86 and clear skies once again with the overnight lows of 60. On Memorial Day, sunny with a high near 90. Clear skies, overnight lows of 61. Beautiful weekend forecast, our Memorial Day weekend. And the weather is brought to you by a veteran-owned business located in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Always giving you senior and veteran discounts.
Okay. Hey, we are here with Bob Skinner, who is the president of the Jefferson Pipe Band. And you've got a bunch of stuff happening here starting, what, today or tomorrow?
Well, actually starting tomorrow.
Okay. So welcome to the show, Bob.
Well, thank you very much. Proud to be here.
Okay. Always a treat to have you on. Now, at the break before you even came on, if you don't mind me just jumping in, I go,
try to stop you.
Well, you've got this huge weekend, but Should we start, first of all, with our listeners circling an event that you're putting on where you've got music, dancing, playing? It's a Celtic event.
Yes.
Let's start with that.
Going to be up at the David Marr Auditorium Theater at UPREP, and it's going to be on June 15th, which happens to be Father's Day weekend. So if for the father who has everything, a ticket to this thing would be the wonderful thing to give him for Father's Day.
So tell me, okay, David Marr, is this the first time you're doing this?
This is the first time we're doing this one at David Marr, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and tell us a little bit about what you can expect, daytime, nighttime, what?
It's going to be in the evening.
Okay.
Okay, doors will open at 6 o'clock. The show will start at 7 and promptly, and we will get going, and we've got a whole lineup of all kinds of different entertainment going on this thing. We have string quartet. We have Highland bagpipes, Scottish small pipes, the Irish alien pipes. We have whistles. We have singers. We have Highland dancers. And we have a display of our Highland drums and also a presentation by our award-winning drum major. And he's now a judge of drum major competitions. And we're so proud to have Scott with us.
Did I hear helium?
Helium? Helium?
Did you say helium?
No.
Okay. That's what I thought. I said,
we won't be offering helium.
No. I meant helium bagpiping. And I thought, well, isn't that strange?
It was helium.
Oh, alien. Okay, because I was thinking, how do you do helium? I mean, does it make it have a different sound?
Oh, my God,
yeah,
Carl.
Alien is the Irish bagpipe.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and it means elbow pipes because you play with both your elbows. You play with all your fingers. You play with your knee. You play with your wrists.
Oh, my God.
And you're doing, and then they sing along with playing it. I don't know how they do it.
Hey, let me back up here, Bob. How in the heck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does a man or a woman start with the bagpipes?
Well, number one, it's an instrument you cannot teach yourself. You have to have somebody kind of coach you along, and you have to find a teacher and go out. Luckily, I had one.
But what was it? There has to be something.
Were you raised with it?
When I was a young man, my godfather was one of the Canadian Black Watch in World War I. So he was one of the ladies from hell.
Right.
And he was just a
thin. They called him that because they wore the kilts when they went into battle, and they were a fierce fighting group.
Oh, they were awesome. And he was just a great guy. Loved my uncle. And every holiday he would show up in his Black Watch uniform, his kilts. And I was raised with him. And my dad always made us go wherever there were bagpipes. We had to go and listen to the bagpipe. Dad almost, after World War II, Dad was on Iwo Jima. And after World War II, he almost signed back up again when he heard that the British Marines were coming with their bagpipes to go to Korea. And so that's how much he loved them.
Uh-huh.
And so I fell in love with the pipe and as a young boy, but I never had anybody to teach me. So I was 32 before I found a teacher.
Okay.
I've been doing it ever since.
So did you find Jefferson Pipes? Did you form
Jefferson? Were
you the founder?
I'm one of the founders, yeah. We started out as the Shasta Scott's pipe band. There were four of us. And I'm the only one left out of the four that is still playing. There's another one who's still with us. But the first two have died already. They're gone. And I
how dare they?
Pardon?
How dare they?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, the one guy was my best friend. I just loved him. And the other one I admired so much. And we had so much fun starting this thing. But it wasn't growing. And finally we got together with some people from Eureka and Medford, Oregon, and formed the Jefferson Pipe Band, hence the name Jefferson,
right,
because
yeah,
of the area.
Sense. Right, right.
Yeah. And we have nothing to do with the political movement. We can't. We're a nonprofit. And so
absolutely,
we have to
nobody
stay.
Would ever accuse you of being no. being a political organization because you're well too organized.
Yeah.
and actually provide the entertainment that we like.
Okay? Yeah.
So obviously you're not a political organization. Even though we do bless their hearts, you know, the other guys. Okay, Bob, we have to take a break here. And I, you know, there's just so much information we want to get out. And I can just tell you that the Marine Corps and the pipes have a special relationship.
Yep.
And have for, you know, have for centuries. But we are honored every year to have the Jefferson Pipe Band come in to the Marine Corps Ball and play for us. They come in full. I mean, pipes, drums, the whole enchilada comes
and,
in.
And we're proud to be there.
Mm. Oh, we're proud to have you there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. We have a friend that's going down there for a TAVR valve replacement. In fact, here very soon. And they've done hundreds of those. And it's a TAVR valve replacement replaces a valve in your heart without having your chest cracked open. What's that mean? It means you spend the night in the hospital and you go home the next day without having your chest cracked. That and so many other procedures they are doing to keep people from having to travel down 3, 4, 5 hours for procedures can be done right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
See, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Get ready for the ultimate slapdown as Wind River Resort and Casino and Hard Pot Productions bring you Slap War. Experience the excitement on Saturday, June 1st as these Slap Warriors fight to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling event start at just $35 plus fees. Score a VIP table for $200 plus fees. VIP tables come with a perfect seat for you and a friend and includes 4 specialty cocktails. And $10 free slot play. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And good morning, and do you love bagpipes? We're hearing all about it this morning with the lead guy from Jefferson, the Jefferson Pipe Band. 8:20 in the morning, it's Carl and Linda Bott. We got tickets to give away for, hey, opening night for the Colt 45s.
Let's give away right now.
All right.
Okay, here's the thing about these tickets. They're good for all year.
Okay.
And I give out family packs of four.
For the whole season.
And these are good for, okay. The tickets are good for all season, but they're, you know, but each, you need one for each game. In other words, you can't use the same one for the
right,
whole season.
Right.
In case that wasn't clear.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. But the tickets are good, so you can go to any game this season that you want to, and you can, including tonight, which is Veterans Appreciation Night. And for the very first home opener against the Redbuds or Rosebuds or something. Yeah, that
rivalry
going on. So four tickets, and they're good for any place in the.
I love watching
almost
the kids.
Any place in the stadium there.
Love watching the kids. Not a bad seat. Love watching the kids that just like you know get all into their gear and yeah.
And these are really of course they're all college kids, and but the difference is you know these kids come from all these teams from all over the United States, and they use wooden bats. Which is in college baseball, they use metal bats, but they use wooden bats here. So.
Well, Rick Pacetti, you know, once again, and all the people that come out and support the team and what they've done to the grounds and the stands, and the food is always home cooked. It's not, you know, when you're getting your hot dog and your hamburgers, and it's all homemade.
Well, it's all made right there. It's cooked
yeah,
right there. So.
Right.
And
well, your hot dogs aren't homemade, but I mean, sometimes they have homemade stuff. The Bassettis go home and make stuff and bring it to the ballpark. Really good food. I don't know.
Okay.
Can I say that?
I know.
I'm going to get in trouble with the health department.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, just come to the game and forget all that stuff.
Fern,
it's great.
Fern may be listening.
No, don't.
Fern may be listening and be out there tonight and shut us down because of something Linda said that wasn't true. So.
Oh, maybe that was just for your birthday. They just did it. I'm going to.
Oh no, they did cakes for our birthday because
yes.
Rick, Boyce Muse. And I have the same birthday.
Yes, you do.
So they made cakes for us. Okay.
So
we are here with Bob Skinner, president of the Jefferson Pipe Band. We learned how he got into it and about the band going on. And now, events, and they start tomorrow. So let's hit these.
Well, our events start, our Memorial Day events all start tomorrow.
Yes.
And there's a couple of funerals this week that we'll be playing at also. So we start at... Grants Pass for the Boatnik Parade, and then we'll be playing down in the park at Boatnik, at the big jet boat races they have on the Rogue River.
Yeah.
Then on Sunday, we play at the Living Memorial Sculpture Garden up on Highway 97 in Weed.
Okay, let's describe this. This is a metal sculpture garden.
Yes.
It's on, if you're heading north, it's on the west side of the road. While you're heading toward, at past Weed, heading toward Tennant and that way. And it is the most amazing sculpture garden.
Yes.
When you walk through it, I mean, you can spend 2 hours there if you want. It doesn't take you that long, but every one of them is so, different and thoughtful, thought provoking in some cases. So they're having that, and that'll be on
Sunday afternoon.
Sunday
I believe
afternoon.
At 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And then on Monday, we'll be up at the Veterans Cemetery.
10 o'clock. Yeah. 10 o'clock, that kicks off.
Yep, and we'll be up there playing for that one. And then we have Tuesday and Wednesday off. I can't believe it.
I can't believe that.
I'm so happy. On Thursday, I've been honored
to be asked to be played for the internment of the remains of the sailor that they brought here from the died on the Oklahoma at Pearl Harbor.
From this area.
He was from Fall River Mills. And so my wife and I will be playing up at IGO again on Thursday. We have another group of our pipers.
Now, this sailor was just identified. His remains were just identified through DNA and all this from December 7th, 1941.
You know, they have identified, because of DNA, all but about 35 of the bodies that they found that were buried there at the cemetery.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's pretty amazing.
I think it's pretty amazing, too. Yeah. But, yeah, so that'll be Thursday.
And then we'll also have a group down at the Veterans Grove for the Memorial Day service.
That's going to be on May 30th at 11 a.m.
Yep.
And at the Memorial Grove. But it's going to be a great remembrance for, because that is when Memorial Day is May 30th, the official day, even though everybody celebrates it because of three-day weekend. But it's May 30th, and there's going to be a free lunch afterwards.
So. Yeah, it's a great program.
We've attended that one. If we can't make it up to IGO, we go to, and it's, you know, under shade and great speakers and music. It's very heartfelt.
Yep. This will be the first time I haven't played it in years, but it's, you know, the other one, I felt honored to be able to play for the sailor.
So. Yeah,
absolutely.
So let's go back to June 15th. I wanted to remind our listeners about June 15th, which is a special show. If you're interested in bagpipes on any level, because there's so many different variations that you talked about this morning, that for one who's a layman, as myself and Carl, we don't know
Wait, layman?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
When it comes to the different kinds of bagpipes.
Well, that's true. When you talked about the ones with helium.
There's actually 120 different types of bagpipes in the world.
You know, I was looking up bagpipes real quick here because after I told that story, I can't back it up. But, there's rock songs, you know, I mean, famous rock songs with bagpipes in them.
Of course.
You know, I think it seems to me Rod Stewart had one with pipes in them, but I could be wrong.
Mull of Kintyre, I believe it was.
Okay. I wasn't wrong.
Or that was Paul McCartney, I believe.
Well, I just love it.
Now,
the event on
June 15th.
Right. You can go to...
It's going to be drums,
JeffersonPipes.org, right?
Jefferson Pipe Band, all one word,
okay.
.org.
And then you can go to the Eventbrite and buy your tickets there, a great Father's Day present as well. Or you can call 530-243-5240.
Correct.
And Bob's going to be bringing us back some tickets that we're going to be giving away over the next couple. Well, I spoke too soon. He's got them here.
You have a... are those your colors of your kilt? You've got some.
No,
is that
that's actually, I think that's a McDonald tartan.
Okay,
right
a McDonald.
Yeah, I think that's a McDonald, but I wear the Robertson as my own family kilt, and it's very similar, only it's muted. The colors are a lot more muted.
Well, if you want to join Linda and I tell you what, if you want to join Linda and I at the Celtic Summer Concert, I have two tickets that we're going to give away right now. Just give us a call at 530-605-4567. And you get to hear the Celtic Summer Concert. And not only that, it's kind of a surprise, but Linda is going to lead a river dance group that will be dancing along with the pipes and the drums.
Oh, my gosh. When you think about, he's kidding, of course, but when you think about how hard they dance, we talk about ballet, you know, this is not just something that you decide, because their feet and their ankles have got to develop like a ballet when they start to, you know, their joint, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm laughing with you right now, because I had a couple friends, every time I would perform, they'd show up in their kilts. And that little...
Well, I was thinking we should have called you to come down and sing with us.
And that, I would love to be honored sometime, please, in the future. I want to really do that. But they used to come in, and they'd have the, you know, the knee highs and the patent leather shoes, and that little thing that would hang down with the fur.
Sporran.
What's it called?
It's called a sporran.
Okay, a sporran.
That's our pocket.
Okay, your pocket.
I was going to say, because it's difficult to put things in your kilt, but in the sporran you have.
Well, right now we carry everything in our sporran. Back in the old days, they used to carry their oats.
Okay.
When they went off on bivouac.
Yeah.
And when they're up in the mountains and they'd reach in the morning, they'd grab a handful of oats, go over to the stream and start kneading the oats. Then they'd squeeze the water out of the oats into their mouth, hence the term a tight-fisted Scot. That's where it came from.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, would they cook the oats after that, or would they just eat
they'd
them?
They'd eat them.
They'd just eat them raw.
Drink the water.
Yeah. Well, they drink the water, but they eat the oats, too.
Oh, my.
Tight-fisted Scot.
Yeah.
Tight-fisted Scot. You know, every time I try to do my Scottish accent, it comes out Irish.
Is there going to be any whiskey or anything at the David
Mar? No. Okay. No. They won't allow it.
Sorry, honey. Sorry.
So, but you can whiskey in your car. Or, no, excuse me. Whiskey somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a couple shots.
This is going to be a great time.
Oh, we're looking forward
June
to it.
June 15th. Did we give away the tickets, Christy? Oh, yeah.
You've
we
gotta
gave away
down those. Names and tell us so we can.
Of course, we did.
Who won these tickets?
So, Mrs. Dana won the concert tickets. Also, Mr. Bill won called 45 tickets.
Mr. Great. Bill.
Yes. And also, we have one more name who won the previous tickets for Taste of Reading.
Okay. Great.
So everything is gone.
All right. Taste of Reading. Who was the winner for Taste of Reading? Is it in the other room?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Now, we're going to be giving away tickets for Cold 45 throughout the season. We're going to be giving away some more tickets for Taste of Reading. We're going to be giving away some more tickets for the Celtic Summer Concert. And as we get tickets, we share. And, are y'all gonna play at a Colt 45 game?
Well, you know, Rick's asked me to play, and we just haven't been able to coordinate anything.
Okay.
We get so busy this time of year.
Well, let me tell you, we gotta take a break.
And Gene is the winner of the Taste of Reading.
Hey, Gene, so glad you won these. Now, I got to ask this. How long does it take to become proficient enough? I know.
That's a loaded question.
Okay, become proficient enough to say to play in public.
Everybody's different.
Okay.
Okay.
I just feel like any instrument.
I played in public first time in 3 months. Uh-huh. But most people take 6 months to a year.
Okay. Now, when I played a harmonica at one of Linda's shows years ago. I learned to play Silent Night and a harmonica, and I practiced and practiced. I'd lay in bed and practice, and then it made me leave the room. But then I said, you know what? I'd like to learn how to play the bagpipes. Is there a way you can play that it just doesn't offend everybody around you while you're trying to learn?
Yes, you learn on a thing called a practice chanter.
Okay.
You do not buy bagpipes until your teacher tells you you're ready to
okay.
to play. So you learn. It sounds like a recorder. I should have brought one in with me. And I have one in the truck.
Uh-huh.
And you learn all your fingering on it.
Uh-huh. Okay. And it doesn't make the
You know, it almost sounds kind of like I have one of my Scottish whistles with me.
Okay, well, let's take a break. When we come back, let's just open
up
the segment.
Can you stay another couple of minutes?
And then I would love to know, like, is there a circular breathing that happens? That's the weird, like, how do you not pass out?
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where they should be playing bagpipe music because it's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I've been going there for 17 years and never had a bad haircut. Locally owned, veteran-owned, locally owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478 so it works on your time schedule. Go and get a great haircut. And again, it's not a hair salon, my friends. It was founded in 1960, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Bathens Avenue. We'll be right back.
I'll have to turn it.
Only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV package
packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Welcome back to Free Fly Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Friday, we have given away tickets to Taste of Redding. We've given away tickets to the Celtic
Summer Concert.
Summer Concert, June 15th. We've given away tickets to Taste of Redding. So we're ticketed out right now. But next week, stay tuned. We're going to be giving away more. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is just a quality person, first of all. Takes care of the people that she does business with. I mean, it's just like a friendship there. We do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Very happy. She started this in 1993. So if you're looking for really, really good advice when it comes to insurance, and everybody knows how crazy that is, or maybe your retirement plan, your 401, because of the inflation and all of that under this administration, bless their hearts. Talk to Maxwell Insurance and Financial for free reviews, evaluations. 221-530-221-0441 or go down to 1378 Hilltop Drive. It's right next to Members First Credit Union. And we're here with Bob Skinner, who is the president of the Jefferson Pipe Band. And everybody knows you guys. I mean, now you have played, You went over and played in a big one, didn't you?
Yeah, we played in the World Championships in 2017.
Yeah, I remember that. And so how was that?
That was quite, what do I want to say, the pressure of being there the first time is a little rough on everybody. I mean, our nerves are just going like crazy. And in our group, there were probably 63 in the group we were in. There were 250 bands total.
And there were 63 bands in your group?
In our group
and
alone.
Your group was the?
Well, we were in 4B is what it's called. And
is that a certain
we tied, size? We tied for 19th.
Okay.
So
well, hey, out of 65.
Well, yeah, we tied to three other bands for 19.
But that's okay. But you had the experience.
I like
that it was
to
your
put
first
your hat
time.
In the ring, period.
Yeah. No, we raised all the money. This community is amazing.
Isn't
helped
it?
Us raise this money. We all, you know, play in donations from the Marines and...
Yeah, we voted on that one.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was unanimous.
Yeah. No, you guys have been a big supporter. Well, we've always supported.
You've always supported us, too.
And in fact, we were the Veterans Affiliated Council President's Award for 2023 that we were awarded that
this
year.
That's right. So. Because you have done so much to support the veterans, you know, not just the internments, but the other things that go on here. And again, it's all volunteers.
Yep.
And, you know, they pay their own way back and forth, just like all of us do, but you're there. Now, you were...
You brought your flute.
You brought your flute. Are you going to play that for us a little bit?
Well, I mean, why'd you bring it?
I don't know.
You can't show and tell on the radio.
I just carry them around with me.
Oh, you do? Kind of like a guitar player is always carrying his sticks.
Just in case.
So this one has the same fingering as a bagpipe.
Oh.
Only it's like a tin whistle.
Yeah.
But it's the same. Oh, now you got to go on here.
Okay, well, you got to get up higher. Got to get
higher.
No, not higher.
I'm not getting my.
Oh, you're not. Oh, okay.
So this has got a mellow tone to it,
uh-huh.
And one of these is going to be played at the concert.
Okay.
Now it's going to be the concert. It's going to be June 15th, and it's going to be pipes, drums,
Highland dancing. We have singers. We have a string quartet that'll be playing.
You got the Irish bagpipe coming in,
and we have an Irish pub band,
ooh.
The Bold O'Donohues.
Oh,
be there.
Oh, hey, there's an Irish pub bar in Old Town Alexandria.
Murphy's,
that the Marines would take over. Now, there's two of them. There was Murphy's, and then there was...
right across the street from Murphy's.
Yeah, that other one. And the Marines would come in
from
Quantico and take that thing over on Fridays and Saturdays. And you talk about a great time. And one time, I mean, they were in there, and, you know, this was decades, of course. And, you know, the Irish band's playing, and they're, you know, up the Irish, down the British. I mean, it was just, it was fun. It was great. But an Irish pub in the United States, is it different than, I wonder, now I've got to ask Lori and Rick, is an Irish pub in the United States different than an Irish pub in Ireland? I think it is. When we were there, it seemed a little different.
You know, I've never gone to a pub in the Republic of Ireland, so I have in Northern Ireland, but not in the Republic of Ireland, so I couldn't answer that question.
Oh.
But,
well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland's, of course, somewhat different because than Southern Ireland because of the troubles they had up there.
I had a friend.
They still have the wall there that still serves a purpose.
Yeah, it's still there.
You know, it's still
in fact,
there.
I was there during one of the last riots they had, and we were on our way back from the All-Irish Bagpipe Championship down in Ballina, which is in the Republic, riding up with the bands that won, two of the bands that won, Field Marshal Montgomery and Yeagan Memorial, I think it is. Yeah, that's the name of the band. And they had a riot that night. We had to divert around it in the bus we were on. They burned down the Kentucky Fried Chicken, of all things.
Oh, my goodness.
My God. But you know one place that during the troubles that they had, you know, there was bombings and fighting everywhere. You know the one place that wasn't touched? Guinness. The Guinness factory was not touched.
I have a quick question. In Nashville... in front of one of the colleges, and I can see it in my mind's eye because I used to do my laundry, and there was a little Italian restaurant. This is back in the 90s. there would be, at sunset, there would be a solo guy, all his regalia, that would play the bagpipes.
In Nashville.
In Nashville. Why would just a solo, at sunset, solo bagpipe player play?
They do the same thing at Spyglass down in Monterey.
Uh-huh.
At the golf course. They used to be a place called the Edinburgh Castle in San Francisco.
Yes.
They did the same thing there. And
is there something that is about sunset? Dusk? Okay.
Probably, I don't know.
Just came out and played.
Yeah,
he came out in full outfit.
Yes.
And it wasn't like he was paid. It was like it was his thing.
Well, the guy at Edinburgh Castle was paid. If you ever saw the movie I Married an Ex-Murderer, there's a piper in there.
Which was a comedy, by the way.
Yeah, and he was the one that played at the Edinburgh Castle in San Francisco.
Oh, wow. A friend of mine. Now, I said for a half an hour, but we've kept you an extra 15, so we're going to keep, are you doing anything right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, we're going to keep him past this break because I want to talk about the military tattoo in Edinburgh that we were so fortunate to see, and I'm sure you know about this, but I want to talk about that because of the pipes and everything else that went in there. And I'm thinking your Celtic extravaganza you're having June 15th is going to be kind of like a miniature of that. And let's just talk about that when we get back. We'll be we got a break now and come back for our last segment. Have you been to the...
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here. Friday, our last segment. We survived another grueling week here. And this weekend, there's a lot of things going on. This weekend, of course, the rodeo's over, but you've got theater going, you've got so much. And then, of course, Memorial Day on Monday, the quote, official Memorial Day on Monday at 10 o'clock up at Igo. It's going to be a beautiful ceremony. You're going to have the pipes there from Jefferson Pipes. And on the 30th, the official day of Memorial Day, the 31st annual memorial service there at the down at the Civic Auditorium in Memorial Grove. That starts at 11. Now, the one Monday starts at 10. The one on the 30th, and we'll talk more about it by then. But
and we'll have pipers at the
Pipers
official.
There, too, because Bob Skinner is president of the Jefferson Pipe Band. And I just brought him on to talk about the Celtic
Summer Concert.
On June 15th, we have already given away a couple of tickets for that. And that's going to be not just pipes, our guys, but it's going to be Highland Dancing. It's going to be Irish pipes, other different types of pipes. There'll be Irish band there singing and all types of different things.
Yes.
So it's going to be a concert at the David Marr Auditorium there, up there where UPrep is.
UPrep, right.
Okay.
So we wanted to keep you over because you were talking about, according to historical accounts, Scottish pipers would play while marching their troops into battle,
yes,
turning their bagpipes into both a musical instrument and a weapon of war.
Yes. So they were actually, to get everybody fired up, and you'd follow the pipe band, if you follow your history, even in World War II at Normandy, Lord Lovett was led off the boat by a man named Bill Millen on the bagpipes. And Bill just died not too long ago.
Now, they were such a rallying cry and not an instigator, but it was kind of like a force multiplier that the British outlawed the playing of the pipes under the penalty of death.
Yes, they certainly did.
For a long time.
Well, also the wearing of the kilt.
And the wearing of the kilt.
Yeah, all of it. But, and the reason why the British got so many Scottish regiments going is because they allowed them to wear kilts and to play the pipes if they were in a Scottish regiment. So.
And these Scottish regiments went into some of the, they were almost like the French Foreign Legion,
mm-hmm,
because they would go into different battles and they would go back, the Scottish and the Irish brigades would go back to their hometowns to recruit and to bring them in. But now, why a kilt? That's not probably a fair question, but I've always wondered.
Kilt used to be one big, long piece of cloth, and they would wrap themselves, it would go over their shoulder, and it served a lot of purposes. It was a blanket,
mm-hmm,
and
yeah,
it was
sleep
something
in it and all that. Yeah,
and it was basically because of the woven wool that it was made out of. They could, on the rainy Scottish night, they could be out in the countryside and just wrap up in their kilt and keep warm. So,
okay, now, Bill Maston, I hope you're listening to this. We're going to send you a link to this because you're our kilt man, as is Ted Ogilvie.
Ted Ogilvie.
They both showed up to parties at our houses in their kilts.
Hoop on.
Ogilvie's a good Scottish name.
Well, I tell you what. Now, here's the question. What you be wearing under the kilt, lad?
Oh. shoes and hose.
There is a famous photo, you may have seen this, when Queen Elizabeth was sitting with the Scottish regiment with the officers. She's sitting very demurely, as the Queen does. One of the young officers sitting like not maybe almost next to her was not sitting like that and had a full display of the Scottish,
oh, no.
The Scottish junk, you might say. They had to go back. They had to go back and fix the photo.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was a funny one.
Oh please! Oh my gosh!
So you know they actually banned. You can't play the bagpipe on a hill in London. Near the London Tower, because it is a weapon of war, and you're not allowed to take weapons of war
really?
Onto this mound.
To this day?
To this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If maybe they changed a bit, who cares? That's a great story, too. Bagpipes are just, when you start them, okay. Now, let's just talk a little bit about playing the bagpipes. First of all, are the bags pretty much empty when you get ready to start, or is there a way of kind of like pumping them up a little bit?
No, we have to blow into them.
You have to, okay.
Yeah.
So then you start by blowing into them.
And you get it to where it almost sounds, but it doesn't sound. And then when you're ready to do it, you just kind of push it against your arm and tuck it under your armpit.
So you kind of like get it set, and then when you start to play.
But see, there's a trick about starting the three drones that go over your shoulder and not starting your chanter.
Mm.
And so you have to start your drones first, then you bring your chanter in.
Okay, the drones are those three pipes that are...
Me, me, me.
Well, they make the hum in the background.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But the music comes out of the chanter?
The chanter, which is what hangs down out of the...
Okay, now, Linda, Bob already told me when you went in the other room, he's going to give me a chanter to practice with. It says, I lay there in bed while you're watching your movies, I'm going to be learning to play the pipes. And no,
didn't say anything. You're a grown man, and there's plenty of rooms in our house, including the garage.
The garage. I can imagine. I thought, gosh, wouldn't that be great to walk up and down the street learning how to play the bagpipe in our quiet neighborhood? I wonder how long it would take people to.
How long does it really take one before they actually can play Amazing Grace?
Oh, you can probably play Amazing Grace on the practice chanter in a couple of months. That's no problem there.
Okay.
Learning how to play the full pipe and control the full pipe is what takes a long period of time on there. And it just, you know, it's not only you're having to think about keeping that bag full and not shutting off your drone. See, I can't blow too hard. You'll shut everything off. And then you don't want to make everything squeak and squawk, although some people think it squeaks and squawks anyway.
Bob Skinner.
It's just amazing. Yeah. I mean, the control of that is such a mastery. And like you said, you can't learn it on your own. You have to be brought in to have someone teach you.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You're blowing four reeds when you blow the bagpipe. And three of them are full cane reeds, and the other one, it looks like a short, fat oboe reed. It's a double-bladed.
You're blowing on four reeds?
Yeah, four reeds. It takes about 80 pounds of pressure, initial pressure, to start everything. So you get the bag almost full, and then you kind of pop it with your wrist to get that pressure going. And a bagpipe makes about the same decibel volume as a Harley coming off the line. So it's at about 80 decibels.
Wow.
So well, that's a huge, I love the analogy, comparison, whatever you want to.
Yeah. So your heart and lungs are good lungs, though.
Yeah.
Gotta have good lungs. Hey, we are here with Bob Skinner.
Probably not smoking.
The Canadians do.
The Celtic, okay, I should know this, but
Celtic Summer Concert.
Celtic Summer Concert, June 15th. We're going to give away some tickets, but this is going to be a great concert, and you can get, you can
we
get tickets on Eventbrite, or you can call this number. What number was that, Linda? And to get tickets,
530-243-5240, or you can go to JeffersonPipeBand.org. There we go.
And the preferable way to get tickets is to go through an Eventbrite.
Right.
There's a link on Jefferson Pipe. pipeband.org to the Eventbrite.
And this is a nonprofit organization that does so much for our community, Jefferson Pipe Band. And who would have thought we'd had a whole hour talking about bagpipes? But you know what? It's been so much fun, Bob.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot about the pipes. And how much does one of those chanters cost?
Chanters only cost about $75.
See, look at all the entertainment we could have, honey. You know, she still hasn't said anything yet.
I applaud you for your passion, again with the Jefferson Pipes and being the leader and taking, you know, how many in the band?
We have about 35 in the band now when the whole thing's together.
Wow.
We have two competing bands in our group. We have a grade 5 and a grade 4.
Bob, thanks a lot. We got to run, buddy.
Thank you so
much. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday on Memorial Day, and God bless America.
Amen. And I won't.